Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard Sports Overnight America, along with our producer, crack producer Dominic Jimenez, Marty Terrell, talking the world of sports. Yeah, we got an eye on Milwaukee and the Mets into the night. Away we go, late into the week. And obviously, Tampa Bay and the Atlanta Falcons, week five. Buccaneers 3-1, Falcons 2-2. And Tampa Bay trying to start the season 4-1 or better for the sixth time in that franchise's history. How about that little nugget to get it going? Thanks to Terry Cook last hour, but for those of you tuning in for Sports Night America, you don't know what I'm talking about. Giovanna Sproggins will also provide updates throughout the night. We look forward to that. But here's where we're going to start. Zaid Hussein, he was going to do Pittsburgh-Dallas on Sunday night, but he looked at the weather and said, uh-uh. So he's going to stay close to home in Chicago. He'll cover the Bears, Panthers for us. We got people at Georgia, Auburn, Georgia this week. Hopefully Tucker Byrne will make his way down there. DJ Shields coming up this hour. He's going to be at a game. And we've got East Coast coverage of the playoffs with yours truly. We'll sprinkle in Patriots, Dolphins on Sunday. We got Geico. We've got Rocket Mortgage in Detroit in 2 weeks, and then we also got Barclays. I mean, and we got the soccer guys tomorrow. It's just unbelievable how much stuff we got going on. I love this. I really do. Tea Room Broadcasting, yes, sir-ray. And go to sportsovernight.net. Check out our website, and we have an app coming. The Big Cheese, Randy Byrne, assures us that the app is coming. Boy, are we pumped up for that. Wow. So we got a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of action to get into. The baseball last night was just crazy if you're a Met fan. Am I a Met fan? I don't know. I'm rooting for the Mets, so I guess I'm a Met fan. What a terrible loss. 5-3 to the Brewers. And there's no way. You can write it down right now. There is zero chance the Mets are going to win tonight. They're going to lose. In fact, I think they're going to lose badly. How about that? That's how much that loss hurt them last night. We're coming back. We'll get the show ramped up on the other side right here on Sports Byline.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today. And then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go.
All right, talking the world of sports. There you go, Limitless Picks. DJ Shields coming up. He's handing out winners at 40 past the hour. And if you are betting, bet with your head not over it. It can ruin your life. Trust me. I'm listening to someone who did. So don't go down that road. Zaid Hussein, he's our guy in the Midwest. You know, Zaid, I was all pumped up. I was telling everyone, I got Zaid. He's diving for loose balls. He's going to head to Pittsburgh. He's going to have that Pittsburgh-Dallas game locked in. I don't blame you. That weather's going to suck on Sunday night. I don't blame you, bro. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. You know, I was looking at it, and I'm just concerned to be canceled with the thunderstorm and the rain, and I was going to take a drive up to Pittsburgh for about a six-hour drive, and I was ready to roll, but I just heard the weather is going to be horrible, and you know that could be a game that we could be looking at the under on, to be honest with you, Marty.
Yeah, and there you go. You know, you and DJ, we should do a new feature. You pick and he picks, and we compare your records. I mean, he is making money hand over foot. He's good at it, but whatever. You don't need to drive to Pittsburgh. Why don't you? I mean, come on now. You think we're that cheap? We're not going to fly into Pittsburgh for that big game? But you're going to stay close to home, and you're going to cover the Bears-Panthers, which, you know what, is sneaky good because Caleb Williams can look across the sideline and see a guy with his hands in his pockets and say, that could be me if I don't perform here in Chicago. I mean, Bryce was going to be the next great quarterback, blah, 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 and he's been a complete disaster in Carolina. Tell me about Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, as we get ready for that game on Sunday at Soldier Field in Chicago. Let me hear.
I think that may be a good luck charm for our Chicago Bears, and I think that's why we have to stay at home and root out another victory. The Bears are once again my biggest bet of the week. They're slight favorites against the Panthers in this game. And Caleb Williams showed last week that offense opened up really well in the second half. I think they're going to have a ton of success again running the football because of the injuries on the Panthers, linebacker injuries, some injuries in the secondary as well. But, you know, there's going to be some running lanes opening up here. And we saw once Swift got going, Caleb Williams was able to get that play action going, and the Bears were rolling offensively last week. So I think they go in again at home. Should be beautiful weather here in downtown Chicago, and the Bears should be able to deliver another great performance. I think they win by at least 10-plus points here.
All right, give us the ebb and flow of that game. Why do you say that? I don't even know what the line is. Go ahead. You tell me, over, under, line, side. You tell me. On the surface, I would say, okay, Bears, Panthers, home game, better team. I mean, anybody could pick that game. But oftentimes, yeah. You know, it's not about winning. It's about covering that number. So let me hear.
Yeah, you know, the number, it opened up at 3.5. It's up to 4 now. I think you're going to see a lot of money. I mean, people are anxious, you know, because the Bears' favorites usually never works out. You know, the Bears are rarely favored to begin with. But against teams that are just not proven, we saw it last week when they were able to cover. This is another example here with the Panthers, who are just, they have a lot of injuries on the offensive end and defensive end, and I don't know that they're going to be able to score enough points to keep up with the Bears. And it sounds weird saying that, but I think if the Bears score 20 points, they cover the spread here at 4 total points. I don't see how the Carolina is able to score 17-plus points at all, to be honest with you. This defense, for the Bears, seeing them live, it's different, Marty. It's really different.
Yeah, but let me play devil's advocate. When the Panthers broke out of their funk, they hung 34 or 36 on the Las Vegas Raiders. So they are capable. And the whole complexion of the light powder blue Panthers has changed with Andy Dalton, the 14-year veteran. He's breathed some youthful exuberance into that Panther offense. That looks like I'm going to go on record saying a trap game. I'll tell you right now, I think that game might even go to OT and be decided by – that's a three-point game. That is the ultimate trap spot right there, Chicago and Carolina.
It looks like we're going to be head-to-head here. I think when you look at Carolina and who they were scoring against, you got to remember, okay, yeah, you put up 36 against the Las Vegas Raiders, who have been struggling defensively, especially with their injuries. Crosby hasn't been 100% the whole year. Then you put up 24 against the Bengals, who Washington didn't even punt against. So, I mean, these are defenses that are, you know, lower-tier defenses. This is a real big test for Andy Dalton and the Panthers. If they could do this against the Bears, I would be shocked.
You know what game I love on Sunday? Zayd Hussein, our guy, who does such a great job. I love you, Zayd. You do such a good job for us. I love, and I was almost going to send you there. I would, even though the place is a dump, if I had, and I'm going to be at Patriots, you know, Dolphins. I mean, I should have my head examined going to that disaster. But I would love to be at Commanders Brown. I would love to be at the Washington-Cleveland game in the nation's capital. That's going to be a hell of a game. What do you think?
Yeah.
You with me, or you break away on me on that?
Yeah, I think it's a very big game, Marty. And you got to look at the Browns. You know, it's a shame what happened last week. This was a team that was blatantly robbed. You had Amari Cooper 80-yard touchdown. I mean, there's just phantom calls going on in the league. It's absolutely brutal. Deshaun Watson, you know, you had a lot of criticism early on about his play. But there's times, man, when you watch him and he passes that eye test of, you know, scrambling out of the pocket, making those throws. He's all constantly under pressure. This is going to be an exciting game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game as well. And you know, the total set at 43.5 points. I think we're going to see a lot more points than that, Marty.
I agree. Zayd Hussein with us. Zayd, I'm an old dog. You're the young pup, okay? But I'm telling you right now, if you're a real sports fan, and I'm coming right after you right now on this show, in your spot, you have to watch the Brewers-Mets, even though the Brewers are going to win because of the stupid three straight games at home in the playoffs, which is a disgrace in the wild card round or any round. You can tell me about Tampa and Atlanta till I'm blue in the face. If you're a real sports fan, you have to watch Mets-Brewers tonight. Playoff baseball against a Week 5 Thursday night Amazon game with mail-it-in Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, who should not be in a pro booth. I'm telling you, a real sports fan takes baseball over football tonight. Let me hear your take on this.
Yeah, to be honest with you, and it's going to shock a lot of people, there is nothing better than playoff baseball when you're in the wild card and it's a winner-take-all game and it's 1-1. I mean, I'm a huge, huge Cubs fan, and for me, that Game 7 in the World Series was probably one of the greatest sporting events I've ever watched, and I think one of the greatest baseball games ever. But there's nothing like a baseball game where it's winner-take-all, you're 1-1, and this is to see who advances to, you know, the next round of the playoffs. I just think the Mets, Marty, every single year they just choke. You know, you got to think they eventually break out of this curse, but I don't know if it comes tonight. I mean, with Quintana on the mound, he's been really, really just up and down, zero consistency. It's going to be an exciting game.
All right, so if I hire a private eye, a peeping Tom tonight, and I send him to Chicago, and I tell him, go to Zayd Hussein's address and peek through the window, not to be creepy, If he sees anything other than baseball on your TV, I will be absolutely disappointed. So you're telling me that our private eye, who is going to peek in your window tonight, is going to see you watching baseball. Is that true or false?
100%. There is nothing better to me than playoff baseball. And you always Mitchell seems to have his number. Maybe him, you know, spicing it up for home run. Lindor has been solid throughout the year. Came alive. Maybe he comes out and has a big game for the Mets if they win. But this game is close to a pick'em and priced about right. 7.5 runs here. I think it goes under. I think we see a low-scoring game here.
Interesting. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Brewers are going to blow their doors off. I really do. I mean, they let that game, they let the game in the series get away last night. All right. You know, the playoffs will. Who do you see trending towards the World Series? You know what I'm starting to smell? I really am. I'm smelling Phillies and Yankees. I don't know why. The Yankees and Phillies haven't played a game. I think that's what we're getting there. And I'll sign up, and you and I will be going to games. I smell Phillies-Yankees. What do you think? You got the Dodgers on your ticket still or what?
You know, I swear to God, Marty, I've been telling everybody I think it's the Yankees' year. I really do. I think when you look at the bats, you know, they're just a really, really strong team this year. And, you know, you got when you get into their lineup, you got guys that have power, and I know they go cold every year in the postseason, but I just think this year's different. I think the Yankees are coming out of the AL. And, you know, the NL, you have the Dodgers. The Dodgers and Padres, that series is going to be so exciting. You know, it's tough to see if the Padres can knock them off again. But, you know, with Ohtani, just if I'm in the NL and I'm playing against Shohei, I'm walking him every time up. I'm just walking him and walking him and walking him. I want him to take first base. I'm not letting him do any damage. I want your thoughts on that because you see him just coming up and hitting home runs every time. Just walk the guy. Give him a free base.
I swear to God, I'd do it. I'd do it like they did with Bonds. I'd walk him with the bases loaded so he can't knock in more than one. Good job out of you, Zade. Have a great time, Chicago, on Sunday. We'll talk to you Saturday night. We appreciate it, pal. Good job out of you. Zade Hussein.
You,
he is my man. Good job, buddy. We appreciate you. We're coming back. We got an open segment. We get Dom in the mix as well, and then we got DJ Shields. Coming back.
Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me? Yeah.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Little Southside Midnight Lady, little Doobie Brothers to roll through on Thursday. Yeah, I love this music, huh? All right, we're talking the world of sports. We got an open segment. You know what I want to do? I could talk football till I'm blue in the face. I really do. I want to thank the guys, Tim Gear at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. They're going to play Bryant University from North Smithfield, where the Patriots used to train. They beat Harvard last Saturday. We got Iowa and Ohio State. I'm telling you, I love the Ivy League. I like these niche games. It just, to me, and we got some exciting things we're going to do with Sports Byline. I'm telling you, I'm into it. I swear to God, I could walk across the block and I could watch a pickup football game and enjoy it as much as I could Michigan and Ohio State. People say, yeah, whatever. It's the gospel truth. It is the absolute gospel truth. Wherever there are people, wherever there are games, wherever there are universities, high schools, colleges, pro teams, there's a game, there's a matchup, and there's story and storylines. You have to find the storyline. You know, when I think of the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers Sunday, yeah, I think about the matchup, but I think about Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams looks across that sideline and sees Bryce Young, who won a Heisman Trophy in his last year at Alabama. You know, top pick in the draft. And his career is in shambles right now. And if that doesn't provide a cautionary tale to Caleb Williams, shame on Caleb, right? I mean, when's the last time the Bears have had a quarterback, a homegrown, that mattered to that organization? Jim McMahon? I don't know. I mean, it's been that long. So that, you know, that's what I look for. You know, some of those interesting little wrinkles, not that they're profound or anything, but it's just, yeah, you can get wrapped up in the game and they're favored by this many and that many. And will they cover and will the game go over, under? And that's the world we live in right now. I get it. It's not for me. But at the same time, I understand it. So anyways, that's where we go. But, you know, and I do want to bring Dom in here right now. Dom, I don't know about you. Of course, I suffered through two losses by the Indiana Fever and the beloved Caitlin Clark is, you know, put on mothballs for the season. I don't know about you, but I think the WNBA playoffs are absolutely outstanding. I know when this season's over, it's going to leave me wanting more, which is a good sign, number one. Number two, I won't be able – you know, I mean, the Iowa women next year and Iowa State women with Audie Crooks are going to be great. And Notre Dame will be good. And all the perennial powers in women's college basketball at the college level will be good. But the WNBA, to look at these crowds, to see the Target Center jammed, to see Vegas so amped up, to see Barclays Center in New York and Brooklyn so amped up, to see Mohican Sun all jacked up. I love it. I'm asking a rhetorical question. I know you're watching. Are you getting as much out of this as you thought you would? Because even though Caitlin and Indiana's out, Dom, I'm into this. I mean, this Link series is with Connecticut is a rock fight. I mean, it really and truly is. Are you getting much out of these WNBA playoffs? Let me hear real quick.
I'll say no more than normal, where I'm watching it. If it's on, I'm not going out of my way to check it out. I'll watch the Aces, obviously, which has gone incredibly poorly this round. But I think part of that element of the WNBA that's missing a little bit is the viability of the upset. It's just these teams are so good at the top. It's not believable. There's, you know, Caitlin, you want to compare it to the men's game. You had the Timberwolves upset the Nuggets. You have the star young player with Anthony Edwards and Caitlin Clark. But realistically, this is no disrespect to the Fever or Caitlin Clark, any of them. They never had a chance. They were not going to win the series. You go into it and it's like, it's just not going to happen. With the Timberwolves, you're like, okay, you know, I could see a scenario in which they win that series. If they stop Jokic or slow him down and Minnesota's got the size to do it, then maybe they could. And I think until we have that, I don't want to say that ability, but the possibility of it being realistic, I think until then, it's going to be a little lagging. It is great to see the numbers they're putting up. It's great to see the crowds super into it. It's just a continuation of the growth of the game. And it's nice to see the numbers still there, like you said, despite Caitlin Clark being eliminated, because we know how she drives numbers. It is nice that, you know, Aces, Liberty, highest game one, I believe, was the highest rated semifinals game ever on TV. So it's nice that the numbers are still there. For me, though, I think to take that next level, there has to be a believability factor of the upset.
All right, here's what I agree with you 1,000%. I'll be honest with you. I'm stunned that the numbers, attendance-wise, people that are buying tickets and bellying their way through the turnstiles, I was thinking, you know what, the Target Center is going to be half full. I couldn't have been more wrong. They're passionate. So there is the Caitlin Clark effect, but she's out of the equation right now. This portends a very, very healthy situation for the women's NBA, don't you think? I do. I think the league has now arrived and has a platform at a higher level to even go higher. San Francisco's getting a team. Toronto's getting a team. Portland's getting a team. Expansion, I want to speculate on that a little bit. I think this league is at a very, very good spot right now. What do you think, Dom? You share that view?
Yeah, you have to believe it, because this is one of those things. The numbers don't lie. They are growing. They are improving. The attendance is up. I don't know what the league revenue is, but the TV viewership is up. The merch sales are up. The TV ratings are up. You can't deny empirical evidence of growth. And I know that so many of the Caitlin Clark diehards want it to be all about her. Let's put it into perspective. The league has been growing percentage-wise with revenue and the TV numbers and attendance. They were growing. What Caitlin Clark has done, she's not the one responsible for the growth. She was a catalyst for rapid expansion, for rapid growth. She took what had been bubbling, essentially. The pot of water was bubbling. Caitlin Clark showed up, added some extra logs to the fire, an extra power burner, whatever you want to call it, and the water spilled over. That's what she's done. And it's awesome to see that, with somebody like Caitlin Clark, super polarizing, she shouldn't be, but she is, the people that are only a fan of Caitlin Clark, it's she's brought numbers to viewership of her, but it's nice to see, like you mentioned, with her and the Fever out, that people are still watching and we're still setting records without Caitlin Clark directly involved. It's great for the game. It's great for the sport. And like you said, with the expansion, I think the season ticket deposit for the Valkyries has reached like 10,000 already. And it was like a $5 deposit. Who knows how many that actually translates to actual season tickets. But the people interested being over 10,000 is pretty cool.
Oh, I think that market's going to do well. And the fact that they're venturing into Canada, Toronto, where do you see this going in terms of, say, the next 5 years? I mean, they say ultimately it's going to be one-to-one. There'll be as many women's franchises as men. It's going to take time. What do you see coming in the short term? And then give me kind of the macro view of expansion in the WNBA. What do you see happening?
I think what they need to do is be cautious with their expansion. I understand now's the time to strike while the iron's hot, but what you don't want is to end up how I view MLS, where they expanded too quickly, and now you've got a league that is very watered down. There is plenty of talent to go around. There are a lot of players who are either not on a team or who are in college that won't necessarily have a spot by the time they graduate. So it's good that there are more roster spots available league-wide, but given the growth of the game, you got to be slightly cautious. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm not saying this is where they're headed, but you want to be careful to preserve the quality of your product. And I think the current leadership is mindful of that, and they're not overdoing it. They're staggering some of the teams coming into the league. It's not all at one time. It's going to be one year here, one year there. So I think there is that mindset, that mindfulness of let's not overdo it too fast, but take advantage of the numbers that are here right now. So I think that'll be the one thing they need to be cautious of.
Yeah, I like the way you kind of laid that out there, Dom, and I think you're right. The last thing this league wants to do is say, hey, you know what? Let's put a women's team in Oklahoma City. You know, you got the Thunder there. Let's add the Lightning, you know, the Oklahoma City Lightning, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? The team folds after 3 years. I'm sorry. You do not want that. So, you know, Boston, they don't need a team. You know why? They got the Connecticut Sun, and the Sun want to play games in TD Bank Garden. Let them do it 4 or 5 times a year. Slow and steady wins the race. Excellent job, Dominic. Excellent job. We're coming back. DJ Shields, his picks to click right here on Overnight.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
What's up, everyone? My name is DJ from Limitless Sports Picks. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and just want to make your bank account great again, here's what I need you to do right now. Go follow my Instagram page at Limitless Sports Picks. Again, that's at Limitless Sports Picks, and make sure you click the link in the bio and get signed up today. We've been on an absolute tear for our clients, winning them a ton of money, and I want to make your bank account great again today. Do that and follow us on the podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight. Marty Terrell along the way. We're making this show great again when we bring in DJ Shields. It'll make your bank account great again. That just cracks me up. What a great line. DJ Shields joins us. No Micah Parsons. No DeMarcus Lawrence. The Cowboys Sunday night showdown. Pittsburgh thunderstorms, foul weather, right on the banks of, seriously, Three Rivers. Back in the day, you got the Three Rivers. Well, let me tell you something, those rivers are going to be swollen with all the rain. Here we go with Pittsburgh-Dallas and some huge injuries. Let's get the conversation going with DJ. Welcome aboard, DJ. What's going on?
Marty Terrell, you know when I come in, first of all, I got to say, what's going on, baby? And thank you for having me. You know, I love being on this show. I'm ready to rock. Let's get it.
All right, let's go. No DeMarcus Lawrence, no Micah Parsons. Just when you think the Cowboys have bottomed out, I think they're going to put a hurting on the Steelers Sunday night. Go ahead. Let's start right there. Then we'll get into some other stuff. Tell me what you think of that game.
Man, this is going to be a crazy game. You know, everybody wanted Dallas to get the last win. They got it against the New York Giants, which they should have got that win. Now they roll into big, bad Pittsburgh. You know, they're not the steel curtain defense, but they still get a dang good defense. I think Pittsburgh shuts Dallas down. Justin Fields had a couple of bad mistakes where they should have won their last game. I think without DeMarcus Lawrence, without Micah Parsons, you get no way to rush the passer. That's going to open up Justin Fields not only to run but to make some good throws. And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers get it done. I think in my last prediction, I know I said 17-3, 17-7. I don't think the Cowboys will score a lot of points, and I think the Pittsburgh Steelers get the win.
Well, I tell you what, hey, we're at the quarter pole. I always say, and NFL players, coaches, GMs, everybody kind of breaks it down to four little mini four-game schedules or seasons when you had 16 games. Well, now you have 17 games and double bye weeks. Bottom line is, we're at the quarter pole. Give me an idea. I mean, you follow it as much as anybody, fantasy players, people who bet on football, people who just enjoy the game and don't put money on it. What is your take on the start of the season? And I'll tell you right now, mine is expect the unexpected. What a wacky first 4 or 5 weeks, huh? I mean, the Minnesota Vikings look like the best team we've seen in 20 years. I'll start right there. You go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, that's something I would have never guessed in a million years that the Minnesota Vikings would be 4-0. I don't think that's something that anyone could have predicted, no matter how you look at it, what anybody says. We wouldn't have thought that. And also, you know, no one thought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be 3-1. Speaking of a game coming tonight with Baker Mayfield leading the way, everybody thought he was done after Cleveland, even though he had one good year in Tampa Bay. It's been a wacky season to start. The one thing that we know for sure, and it's always has been consistent since Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been at the helm, is that, you know, Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs are 4-0. As long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, they're going to have a chance to win the Super Bowl. They're still the team to beat. I think that's what we know so far.
Interesting. All right, let's back up. Let's start with tonight's game on Amazon. Tampa Bay, Mayfield has been unbelievable. I think he's going to find the end zone with his arm, and I think he's going to, like he did last week, he's going to find his feet doing a little dance in the end zone with a touchdown. Atlanta, Tampa, what a key game in the division. I'm looking forward to this, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a sports fan first, and I'm watching the Mets-Brewers in a game that decides who continues on in the postseason. I will have a split screen. I will have a TV on the football. But let me ask you here, Hotshot, how do you see Tampa and Atlanta tonight? Let's put your feet to the fire. Go ahead.
It's pretty simple. I take the best quarterback, Marty. I know when you're rolling with Kirk Cousins, he has not been good in primetime. During primetime, his record is kind of awful, right? And he's an older quarterback. they've slipped by the past two games. We're getting the win. And then you have Baker Mayfield, who his confidence is just growing and growing. You're getting the Baker Mayfield that you had at OU when he was just dominating. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come out. I think they put it on the Atlanta Falcons. This line movement in sports betting is weird to me. I think for this particular game, I think he comes out, throws at least three touchdowns, and I think they dominate the Atlanta Falcons tonight.
It's going to be interesting. So you do. You like Tampa Bay. Boy, Baker Mayfield. Listen, he's with Cleveland. He's all over TV commercials. Again, Carolina. Then he's with the Rams. Then he's with, one other stop along the way, the Panthers, whatever. Ends up in who could have foreseen this? And the only thing that really is on par with it, and I don't know if one reclamation project's any better than the other, then you got Sam Darnold. I mean, the Darnold Mayfield stories are crazy. Give me a thought on that real quick, on both those scenarios, one at a time, DJ. Go ahead. Let me hear.
So I'll give you my personal take with Baker Mayfield. I'll start with him. I've always been high on the guy. I like his confidence. I like the way that he even rode into Cleveland. I think just in Cleveland, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter how good of an athlete you are. You have to have the right team around you, the right pieces around you. And I just don't think it works. So once he got a new fresh start, I knew Baker could possibly bring out the old Baker that he had in him. And that's what he's done, man. He's taking full advantage of the opportunity and absolutely destroying it. Now, let's go to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I will not lie. I wrote Sam Darnold off 2 years ago. I thought it was over for him. I thought he was done. But, again, you need to say the right pieces, the right coaches around you. And there's something that coaching staff has in Minnesota where, again, the whole team is playing well, and they're doing what they can do to make Sam Darnold look like a superstar player, and he's playing the part, and they're dominating. So, kudos to those guys, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. You guys are killing it. Keep getting it.
DJ, how about that division, the NFC North? I mean, if the Bears can get some traction, they had a nice win last week over the Rams. If they can keep some traction, look out below. The Lions, they're a beast. The Vikings are unbelievable. That division, for crying out loud, that NFC North is crazy. Give me a quick hit on that division, DJ. Let's hear.
Yeah, Marty, I know we talked about that last week, and it's a week-to-week, right? It kind of goes back and forth. But I think from what I've seen so far, it doesn't look like the Vikings are going to let up. And I like them controlling the division. You know, the Lions looked good this last game. Hell, Seattle couldn't stop them, right? They couldn't stop them. Goff went 18 for 18. So, and then you got Jordan Love coming back. That is the toughest division in football. And then, of course, Caleb Williams, which he's coming into his own. Who knows what's going to happen? I go back and forth with my mind, with myself about this. But I feel like as of right now, I like the Vikings winning the division. Shout out to my boy Marcus Dixon, defensive line coach. Marcus, keep doing your thing. I'm rooting for you, bro.
Yeah, I'm predicting a slump, and I'm going to tell you why, DJ. I am predicting the Vikings are going to return to earth. This trip to London sucks. It really does. I don't like these London games. They're going to be on weird time. They're biological clocks. They got to go across the big pond. They're going to take on the Jets. Not only do I love the Jets straight up winner over the Vikings, you can trace it right back to this stupid trip over to Europe that's going to really mess up the Vikings. And I see them losing probably two out of their next four, or three out of their next five or six. They're coming back to earth, baby, and there's nothing that can screw up a team more than a trip to Europe for no freaking reason. I hate these European trips. When you're talking about giving people advice on games, how much do you factor in the travel and these stupid sojourns over across to London, playing at Tottenham Hotspur or playing at Wembley? How much do you factor that in? Let me hear.
Yeah, Marty, that's a good point, but I think that's all hoopla, man. I think when you got a winner and you got winner coaches, and you got a winner quarterback, which, you know, Sam Darnold was a winner before. He had a bad situation, and maybe his confidence got slew, but now he's found a new situation. When you got a winner, you cannot keep them down. You may kick them as long as you want. People say, you know, travel comes into play, hours. I don't believe any of that BS, man. I believe if you're prepared, if you got the right coaches, if you got the right mindset, if you know you're going to go in there and you're going to dominate, look at what happened in Green Bay. They even caught me off guard, I'll be honest. is I thought, I don't know about this Green Bay thing. Green Bay's controlled the situation. If you're a winner, you don't give a damn about no travel, about what anybody says, about this and that. You go in, you dominate, you do what you do. I think the Vikings go there, and they whoop that. I had to hold myself back, Marty, but I think that's how I feel. That's how I am, and I promise you, I think the Vikings go in, and y'all gonna see Sunday. The Jets are gonna get whipped in London. I don't care if they're partying all night, all weekend. That's what's gonna happen.
All right, we're gonna see. I'll remind you of that on Monday. All right, how do people get a hold of you? You're having a lot of fun with this. I mean, you're telling people obviously to bet with their heads, not over it. It can get out of control. We're not asking people to ruin their lives. You're having so much fun. You're bringing so much passion and energy. Tell us how people get a hold of you, DJ.
That's it, Marty. Again, I always say this. I'm going to say it a thousand times through the show. Thank you for having me on here. Again, we put a lot of time into our sports picks. I look at these things like an investment. I invest my own money. So I want you guys to bet responsibly. You guys check me out at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Again, that's at Limitless Sports Fix. And then check out our podcast. We just got done doing episode 4 today. It will launch tomorrow with Derek Brown, former NFL vet. And you guys make sure to check us out. We'll help you win. Whatever you do, bet responsibly, but we got you.
Yeah, what jumps off the page college-wise? What a weekend last week, huh? Alabama-Georgia, that had to be the craziest football game I've seen in 20 years, DJ. And you got Texas and Oklahoma coming up a week from Saturday, rather.
Oh, yeah, that was, hey, Marty, last weekend, the Alabama-Georgia game, this is the crazy thing. I told my
crazy.
Wife, oh, they're whipping them. You know we had Alabama. They're whipping them, and they're doing this and that, and then all of a sudden, Georgia starts throwing haymakers and comes back, and I was like, oh, boy, this is going to get scary. And so they scored that touchdown. You know, I know you guys have seen it on social media. Everybody going crazy on the Georgia side. And then here's what happened. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
Let me break it down real slow. Jalen Milroe, he comes. He drops back. And his confidence, I love Jalen Milroe. He's a top five quarterback. He throws to a 17-year-old. Let me tell this for all that don't know. Junior in high school that's playing as a freshman in college in front of 100,000 people, in front of bright lights. He throws it. He not only jumps up, catches it, he hits him with a spin move, turns, takes it the distance, baby, and Alabama wins. Let's go, Roll Tide.
You're the best. All right, DJ, we'll get you on. I'm probably going to put you up tomorrow on a football Friday. I find you irresistible, and so does the audience. Great job out of you, pal. You get back to us, all right?
Thank you, brother. I had a good day with you, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, there you go. He's got all his picks. He puts them up on the Instagram. And again, I'm going to say it again. I'll say it 100 times. You got to make this entertainment. This has got to be money you're using for the movies when the football season's not around. This has got to be movie money, out to dinner movie, a couple of beer. Seriously, don't get crazy. Please, don't. It's not worth it. You're talking about just craziness. Just keep it entertaining. Have it fun. Fantasy. Get these picks and have a little fun. If you're sending in real money, I'm telling you, your life, you are signing up for misery and pain. 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-BETS-OFF if it's a problem. And you know it's a problem if you're ignoring your bills, your wife, your kids, your family. And why do I say that? Because that was me. 100%. Please. 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Bet with your head, not over it. So there you go. All right. I am pumped up for this baseball game tonight, but I'm setting myself up for failure because I think the Brewers are going to smoke the Mets. The Mets had to get that game last night. They did not. Streaming and screaming. That's straight ahead here on Sports Overnight America. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Marty Terrell Giovanna with all the updates throughout the night. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, talking the world of sports. Yeah, Brewers, Mets tonight, Tampa, Atlanta. Sobering news just came across, too, and talked to somebody in the last, in the transition from hour one to hour two, as we did an additional hour today, for Blake Byrne. The Augusta National Golf Course is closed indefinitely. They, of course, members only play this time of year, but Fred Ridley, the chairman of Augusta National and the Masters Tournament, came out today saying substantial. I mean, and then they're private, and they're very, very tight-lipped. And they're saying that, they are on schedule to host the 2025 Masters in April, but really horrific damage. Apparently members haven't even seen it, but for a select few. So that is interesting. That hurricane, by the way, just, Helena, just a mess. Asheville, North Carolina, Boone, North Carolina, just really, really horrible stuff. So we'll follow up on that story. You know how much we love golf on this radio program and Sports Overnight America, especially the majors and especially Augusta National and the Masters, right? Can you hear that David Loggins music? Can you hear that music, right, in April? Can you hear the birds tweeting? You know that spring has sprung, right? The Masters? Yes, sir. Doesn't look good right now. A mess is what they're saying. I don't know the exact quote. I don't know if it was not catastrophic damage, but hundreds of trees. And if nothing else, Augusta National and the Masters is defined by those trees, right? All right, so we'll follow up on that in the days and weeks ahead. But anyways, we enjoy the baseball tonight. I say I'm pulling for the Mets, but I got a bad, bad feeling after that disaster in the late going last night, that bullpen. So they might see the wrath. Maybe a low-scoring game, and that would favor Milwaukee, too, with Williams in the bullpen. So Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. Thanks to Blake Byrne. He'll be back with us next week on his show. Thanks to DJ Shields and Zaid Hussein. I'm Marty Terrell. And Giovanna Scroggins, great job on the update. Stay tuned. More sports talk throughout the night. Sports on the hour, top of the hour. And Sports in the 60s, time two with Brock Hines and company. Adios. You're on Sports Byline.